In this episode, we want to introduce our newest tool on the People Leaders Toolkit app, the Leaders Delegation Tool. Delegation is a critical aspect of leadership, one that so many leaders struggle with. Even though it's easy to get wrong, it's also not that difficult to get it right. Listen to the episode, then at the end, I'll tell you how you can get the Leaders Delegation Tool working for you.
So we're going to talk about a issue that we have found people leaders really struggle with and can really open up so many opportunities for them. Oh, it ticks so many boxes. And what we're talking about is delegation. And quite often we hear in coaching or in workshops, managers say, yeah, but I'm so busy. Surely, you know, I can't push any more work down onto the people that report to me. And we just say, ask them. you might be surprised. And if it's the right kind of work, it's something that they're interested in, they think it would help with their growth and development, and they have the support for it, you know, rarely do people say no. So don't use that as an excuse.
Yeah, so the first thing is just don't assume.
Yeah,
don't. You know, it's a really important, I think, premise to come by or to live by when you're a people leader.
Because there are so many benefits of delegating.
Yeah, you know, you're entrusting responsibility to someone and also, you know, the authority to the person to perform that task. And there are two things that you really need to be mindful of is that there is accountability and responsibility.
Yep.
And accountability is you.
Yep, the buck stops with you. That's right.
And responsibility is the person that you are delegating to.
That's right. And we really feel that this is the opportunity to step into leadership as opposed to management. When you start to work through others, that's when you become an effective leader rather than a manager. That's why delegation is so important, because you just don't have the capacity to continue to grow and develop your team or the organization or your business unit by taking on more work yourself. It has to be through others.
Yeah, and the main barrier, do you think, Michelle, for why people don't delegate?
Fear that they won't get the same results that they would get if they did it themselves.
Exactly. And another word for that is perhaps trust.
Trust, yeah.
And if you've got people who have a really high perfectionistic style or characteristic, they want to do it themselves, they don't like to have mistakes, or someone who is competency, a thinker, in the Myers-Briggs, who that is a prime value for them. So there are certain elements to your personality which could actually, you know, prevent you from delegating as effectively as you can.
Oh, but you know, definitely the best managers or leaders that we've known are great at delegating, and it's the way that they delegate and the setup is really important. And there are just so many good reasons. You can then start to focus on things that add value to your team and the organization. You can develop people, and also you're able to, it's the best use of your time and everybody else's time.
That's right. So what can we delegate?
Really, any task that your staff could do.
Yeah, so first of all,
anything.
Or anything that you know that they're better than you at doing.
Oh, for
maybe
sure.
Maybe that's less expensive for them to do.
Well, because they are less expensive than you. Anything that they could do or that you could do, delegate to them.
That's right. Anything with better timing. So if your plate or your agenda is quite, you know, crammed, and you're seeing that there is space in their time.
I bet you that most of the people that report to you have more flexibility with their time than you might. You might be, you know, rushing from meeting to meeting, got a lot on your plate. They might be able to get it done in a shorter amount of time once they know what to do.
That's right. And it starts to be a part of their normal functions as a contribution to their training and development, which we've mentioned before, and also to assess their suitability for promotion.
That's right.
All right. So what shouldn't we delegate, Michelle?
Well, really, we shouldn't delegate, you know, anything that requires policy or planning or your key area of responsibility. So things that specifically relate to you and your role. So, I mean, this is obvious, like leadership. Do not delegate leadership, you know, performance appraisals, giving and receiving feedback on behavior, those sorts of things. Absolutely, you do not delegate at all.
Yeah, and anything that your direct manager wants you to do personally that they
have said that is a high priority or a high risk,
and
final accountability for the work of your team.
Yeah, because it rests with you.
That's right. And then the challenge is to decide what to delegate.
Yep.
You know, you want to have a bit of a process, and we're going to step people through a template that steps them through the process. But basically it's, you know, choosing the task, know what the task requires, and ultimately being able to assess the risk, because, you know, that's the challenge for people.
Yeah, and it's like, what's the worst that could happen if I delegate this? And if you're not willing to, you know, to live with that, then don't delegate that.
That's right. And there are a couple of things that you want to consider about, you know, the person and their capability. So there is a little bit of a checklist for delegation. So you want to choose the task.
Yeah. Is it a must, a should, a can, or should I keep it myself? You know, knowing what the task requires, you need to be over that in order to know, yes, is this something that I could delegate? Look at the risks. You know, look at your personality. You know, I need to, you know, is this something that I need to let go of? Am I, you know, it's an opportunity for me to show trust, to support the development and growth, and to obtain commitment from my team members by showing them that I trust them.
That's right. And the next one is, you know, choosing the people. And you want to consider the their capabilities. You have to know what people will need and resources that they will require, and be able to match the task to people. It's not just just not giving away a job that you can no longer do. So
or want to do. Don't give away the crappy stuff.
Well, you can as well.
But don't just give away the crappy stuff. Because, well, one person's treasure is another person's trash, or whatever that saying is. You won't be surprised what people might like.
That's right. So don't assume.
That's right. So the next thing is the briefing. Like, you've got to set the scene as to, you know, what is the overall requirement of this task? Who are the key stakeholders involved? Is this like super important?
Context.
Yeah, context is very important. So, you know, talk over the details, describe the background, give them an idea of what standards you're looking for, and also set up an ongoing briefing or debriefing in terms of checking in. Because once you do this well, it'll be so much easier for you and for them going forward.
And finally, you know, the monitoring process. So you want to check, advise, review, and give credit. So those four key things: choose the task, choose the people, have a really good briefing, and then monitor progress.
Great.
So let's take people through the delegation template. So this is something that you can download as part of this podcast. And there are two parts to this template. So step one, you'll see that...
Yeah, so what we ask people to do is... So some people sit back and they go, oh, okay, so what could I delegate? So what we encourage people to do is just do a bit of a diary audit. Have a look in your calendar over the last week or the last month, and then look at all those meetings that you attend. Or the, and really it does depend on how thoroughly you use your calendar as to what this might, you know, elicit in terms of information.
Now, a lot of these questions people would already know. We have just put down every single thing that we find to be useful to delegate. So it is a little bit of a development tool that you can use with your people as well. So think about all the tasks that you complete.
Yeah, over the course of a week.
List those tasks in the left-hand column of the template.
Under the word tasks, and then work out how much time you think is needed for each task or activity. Does it take you 10 minutes, half an hour, etc.?
And then place the name of your team member who is suitable for the task. Now, we have crafted a bit of a suitability index. So the main areas, there are five main areas. And the first area, have they got the skills and the strength? And if you were to rate them from low to high or 1 to 5, how would you rate them around the skills and strength of this job?
Yeah.
The second?
Yeah, do they have the skills and the capability or the strengths to perform this task?
The second one, can I use this as a development opportunity? Sometimes no, because they already know it really well. Or sometimes it could be, yes, a 5, meaning it is a development opportunity for them.
That's right. The next one is capacity. Does this team member have the capacity in their workload in order to undertake this? Low, meaning, yes, they have a lot of capacity, or vice versa.
really important whether or not they do have the, yeah, they've got the time in order to do it, basically. The next is reliability. Can you rely on them? So if they are reliable, give them a higher score.
Yeah.
And finally, willingness.
Yeah, are they willing? Because some people don't want to take on any more tasks, which is fair enough too, because they want to have more of a work-life balance or it doesn't suit them at this time in their career. So there are the five key areas that help you determine whether or not the person that you've chosen is right for it. And what this leads to is a series of questions when you're sitting with them. So if they don't have the capacity, but they're really strong on the willingness and the strength, but the capacity area is letting them down, then you can look at ways to free up their capacity. And it could be a delegation opportunity for somebody else, actually. So it is, this is a working sort of document, I suppose.
That's right. On the template, we give you tips about how you can use it. So the second step is to complete the second part of the template. So we've got the list of tasks, we've got the name and the resources, so the name of the person and the resources that they would need. Because sometimes resources are people or things or events, perhaps. The timing and key duration date. So this could be a report, it could be a presentation. Who is impacted?
Yeah, who are the key stakeholders that are going to be impacted? I think really important to consider, because if it's obviously more senior people or especially external people to the organisation, you want to make sure that they are aware of that. You know, there are consequences to getting it right and to getting it wrong.
That's right. The next is what support is available for them. So is it something on the intranet? Is it you? How, you know, what type of support do you think that they will need? And don't assume that you know it all. This is part of a discussion. And finally, set up a review and a check-in. So when we've crafted the delegation template, we used it in the leadership program, and some of the ways that people are using this template are fantastic.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a way of focusing the conversation and set your team up for success. So some people are actually using it as a working document for a team-based regular responsibility. So it could be chairing meetings, and they're using this delegation template as that. You can use it to free up some of the doing work so you can use your skills to lead more effectively. You can sit down with the people and have a one-on-one discussion using this template.
Oh, absolutely. You could sit around a team meeting and just have everybody highlight what is the biggest task that you're working on now, what are the names and the resources of the people that you're using, how long is it taking, what are the key dates, who's impacted by it, what support do you have available. They might say, oh, not enough. Okay, that generates another discussion. And then, yeah, what do you want to tell us, or how can we support you in terms of reviewing and checking in? Like, there are so many ways we could use this.
And even when you have a look at the step one or page one of the template, you can have a conversation with your team or one-on-one. I'd like to delegate three main tasks. These are the tasks that I'm thinking. I've nominated you three people. Let's talk about skills and strengths. How would you rate yourself? So you could do this separately or as a team, depending on the level of trust. How would you rate yourself as around a development opportunity, capacity, reliability, and willingness? So there are a lot of ways that you can use this template, not only to delegate, but to have really targeted performance conversations.
Exactly. I was just thinking that, Jan. So in a performance conversation, everybody has objectives that they need to deliver over the course of 12 months.
Mm.
So you could just take each objective and say, right, what are the skills and the strengths that you think you'll need in order to fulfill that objective? You know, how could this be more of a development opportunity for you to stretch you a little bit? What is your capacity in order to deliver this objective? How reliable do you think you are at being able to deliver this?
Yeah, that's execute. Right. That's right.
And, you know, how willing, in terms of the willingness scale and how sort of, you know, motivated you are, how would you rate yourself? And then you can just sort of, you know, circle back every now and then on these questions.
And just a tip for that. So if someone says, yeah, I'm pretty reliable, or yeah, I'm pretty willing. Oh, okay. So if we were to rate you, and that's why we had an index of 1 to 5.
Oh, there's nothing like numbers.
That's right. So they might say a 4. Okay. So if we were to get you up to a 5, what would that look like? How could I support you, etc.? And you know, there's nothing worse than having a one-on-one conversation and both walking away going, oh, that was a bit of a waste of time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is gold. Yeah. You know, when you have an opportunity to have that real conversation with someone, have some tools available that you can pull out to focus your conversation.
Exactly, because it doesn't all have to come up here. No. Like having, so I really believe in that, having a template or a plan, you know, have a plan, not a script, in order to lead the conversation.
Yeah. All right, so let's lead everyone with a little bit of a tip around delegation. So I think that the tip for me is to prepare. Use it as an opportunity to, you know, have a conversation and focus their attention on, bringing a little bit of a shift to the way in which they operate and how you operate.
That's right. So mine is a bit of a challenge, actually. You know, can you imagine if every time, you know, once a month you delegated a new task or a development opportunity, you could call it, to every team member?
Yeah, or an aspect of something that you do.
Yeah.
Mm. So what we did, Michelle, you know, like we do a lot of presentations, and so we've started to delegate our presentation packs and designs, and, you know, we did it step by step and we actually use this process, so we know it works.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, so the opportunity here is to do something different, yeah? So
Have a go.
That's right.
The template we mentioned in this episode is now available on the People Leaders Toolkit app. If you go to the Toolkit app page on our website at peopleleaders.com.au/toolkit, that's peopleleaders.com.au/toolkit, you'll find all the details there. It's a power tool, so there is a small fee to access it, but that fee will pay for itself 100 times over with the efficiencies that you'll gain from putting it to use. Good luck.